Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. I'm Tony Newmark, and this is Parshat Noach on Purely Pshat. Let's go. So the first layer of Parshat Noach is broken up into these two sections: Noach's offspring and the news of the flood, Noach building the ark. So the first section of the first layer, the offspring of Noach, these are the offspring of Noach. And Noach was a very righteous man, and he was perfect in his generation. And Noach walked with God, and he had three sons. Those three sons that Noach had were Shem, Cham, and Japheth. The next section, the news of the flood, and Noach building the ark. So the earth became corrupt in front of God, and the earth was full of robbery. And God saw the earth and he said, "It's become corrupt because all of human flesh has corrupted the nature of the earth." And God said to Noach, and he said, "The end of all flesh is before me because the earth is full of robbery from the people who live there. I am going to destroy them from this earth." And God continues, "You should make an ark of gopher wood. And that ark should have compartments. It should be coated with tar on both the inside and the outside. And this is how you should make it. The length of the ark should be 300 cubits. And its width should be 50 cubits. And its height should be 30 cubits. And God continues, "You should make a light for the ark. And it should be finished a cubit high at the top. And you should place its entrance on its side. And it will have three floors, a bottom floor, a second floor, and a third floor." God continues, "I'm ready to bring this flood of water on this earth to destroy all the flesh under the skies where there is a spirit of life. Everything on this earth will die. I will set up my covenant with you, and you will go into this ark, you and your sons, and your wife and your sons' wives will go with you. From every living thing, from all flesh, you should bring two of each kind into this ark, so they'll be kept alive with you. And there'll be one male and one female. From the birds and their kind, from the animals and their kind, and all the creeping things on the ground and their kind, two of each kind will come with you and be kept alive. And as for you, you should take for yourself all the food that you can bring with you, and that will be food for you to eat." And Noach did everything that God commanded him. The two sections in the second aliyah are Noach entering the ark and the flood that destroys human and animal life. So Noach entering the ark. So God said to Noach, "Come into the ark, you and your entire household, because I've seen you as a righteous man before me in this generation. And you should take seven pairs of male and female from all the animals that are pure, and seven pairs of male and female from all the animals that are impure. And from the birds of the skies, you should take seven pairs of male and female to keep their seed alive on the face of the earth. Because in 7 days, I'm going to make it rain on this earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And I'll wash off all existence that I've made off the face of the earth." So Noach listened to him, according to all of God's commandments. Noach was 600 years old when the flood water came to the earth. And Noach, his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives were with him, and they went into the ark because of the flood. And from the pure animals to the impure animals, and the birds and all that creep onto the earth, two by two, they came to Noach into this ark, a male and female, just like God commanded Noach. And then after 7 days, the flood water was on the earth. The next section, the flood destroying human and animal life. So in the 600th year of Noach's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, all the springs in the depths burst forward, and the windows of the skies opened up, and there was rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And on that day, Noach went into the ark with Shem, Cham, and Japheth, his sons, along with Noach's wife and his son's three wives. And they went in with every wild animal of its kind, every domesticated animal of its kind, all the creeping things of the earth and their kind, and all the birds and winged creatures of their kind. From all the flesh that there was the spirit of life, they came with Noach to the ark, two by two. And from all types of flesh they came, male and female, just like God commanded him. And God enclosed him. The third Aliyah consists of the continuation of the description of the flood and the flood subsiding. So the flood was on the earth for 40 days, and the waters rose up, and they lifted the ark, and it rose off the land. And the waters surged, and they escalated on the earth, and the ark moved upon the waters. And the water became so extremely powerful on the land, and all the tall mountains that were under the skies were completely covered up. The mountains were totally covered by 15 cubits of water above them. And all the flesh that moved on the land died, from the birds, the domesticated animals, the wild animals, all the creatures that crept on the earth, and all mankind. Everything that was on the dry land, that breathed the spirit of life through its nostrils, died. And he washed away all the existence that was on the face of the earth, from man to animal, to creeping things, and to the birds of the skies. And they were completely washed out from the earth. Only Noach and those who were with him in the ark survived. The waters surged on the earth for 150 days. The next section speaks about the flood subsiding. So God remembered Noach and all the wild animals and all the domesticated animals that were with him in the ark. And God caused a wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. And the springs from the depths and the windows of the skies were closed. And all the rain from the skies were held back. The water continued to leave the earth. And at the end of 150 days, the waters were completely gone. The ark was resting on the Ararat Mountains in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month. The waters constantly diminished until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the mountain peaks appeared. Then after 40 days, Noach opened the window of the ark that he made, and he sent out a raven, but it just circled around until the waters eventually dried up off the land. So he sent out a dove that he had to see whether the waters were gone from the earth's surface. But the dove couldn't find a place to rest the sole of its foot, because there was water on the entire surface of the earth. So it came back to him to the ark. And he stretched out his hand and he took it and he brought it to him inside the ark. He waited again another 7 days, and he sent the dove back out from the ark. And it came back to him at night, and it had a torn olive leaf in its mouth. So that was how Noach knew that the water had completely gone down from the surface of the earth. And he made himself wait again another 7 days, and then he sent out the dove, and it didn't come back to him. And it was in the 601st year, in the first month, on the first day of the month, that the waters were dried up from the surface of the earth. And Noach took off the covering of the ark, and he looked around, and the surface of the ground was dried up. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. The fourth Aliyah pertains to two sections, Noach and his family leaving the ark, and God commanding Noach to populate the world. So the first section, Noach and his family leave the ark. So God spoke to Noach and he said to him, "Go outside the ark. You and your wife and your sons' wives would go with you. And bring out every living thing, all the flesh that's with you, from the birds, the animals, and all the creeping things that creep on the earth. And they'll swarm the earth. And they'll be fruitful and multiply on this land." So Noach went out with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives, and every wild animal, and all the creeping things, and all the birds, and everything that moves on the earth went out from the ark, all of its kind. And Noach built an altar for God, and he took from the pure animals and from all the pure birds, and he brought up burnt offerings on this altar. And God smelled the pleasant aroma, and he said to himself, "I won't curse the earth because of man anymore, because the will of man's heart is evil from its root. I won't ever again kill all living things like I did. So long as the earth exists, there will not cease a seed time, harvest, cold, heat, summer, and winter, and day and night. The next section, God commanding Noah to populate the world. So God blessed Noah and his sons, and he said to them, "You should be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. All the animals of the earth and all the birds of the skies and everything that creeps on the ground and all the fish of the sea will fear you. They have been given to your hand. Every moving thing that lives will be yours to eat. Like the green vegetation, I have now given you everything. But you cannot eat the flesh of its blood or while it's still alive. But I will be demanding of your blood for your own lives. And I will be demanding of every animal. And from the hands of one man to another man or his brother, I will demand his life. Whoever spills human blood will have his own blood spilled, because man was created in the image of God. And as for you, be fruitful and multiply, populate the earth and become numerous on it." In the fifth Aliyah, God establishes a covenant with mankind. So God says to Noah and to his sons, "Look, I'm setting up my covenant with you and your children after you, and with all the living creatures that are with you, from the birds to the domesticated animals and the wild animals that walk this earth with you, and to all those who came with you out of the ark, all the living creatures of the earth. And I am confirming my covenant with you that I will never again bring a flood to wipe out any of the flesh on this earth. And there will never again be a flood that destroys the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I'm placing right now between me and you and every living soul that is with you for all generations. And I'm placing my rainbow in the clouds, and that will be a sign of the covenant between me and earth. And then when clouds come on the earth, the rainbow will show in the clouds. It will appear in the clouds, and I will remember my covenant between me and you and every living creature on earth. And the water will not turn into a flood to destroy all the flesh on the earth. The rainbow will be in the clouds, and I will look at the rainbow and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature on this earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I've set up between me and all the flesh of the earth." The sixth Aliyah speaks about Noah being assaulted by Cham and the descendants of Noah. So Noah is assaulted by Cham. So the sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem, Cham, and Japheth. And Cham was the father of Canaan. These three sons of Noah, from them, the entire world was populated. And Noah, a master of the soil, degraded himself by planting a vineyard. And he drank wine, and he became really drunk, and he uncovered himself in his tent. And then Cham, the father of Canaan, looked at his father's nakedness, and he went and told of this nakedness to his brothers. So Shem and Japheth took a garment and put it on both of their shoulders, and they walked backwards and covered their father's nakedness. And their faces were turned backwards so that they wouldn't see the nakedness of their father. Then Noah woke up from his drunkenness, from the wine that he was drinking, and he realized what his youngest son did to him. And he said that Canaan should be cursed, and he'll be a slave among slaves to his brothers. And Noah said, "Blessed be the God of Shem, and may Canaan be a slave to him. And may God make Japheth spread out, and he will dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan will be a slave to him as well." Noah lived 350 years after the flood, and Noah lived a total of 950 years, and then he died. The next section speaks about the descendants of Noah. So these are the children of Noah, Shem, Cham, and Japheth, and they had sons born to them after the flood. So the sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Yavan, Tuval, Meshech, and Tiras. And the sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphas, and Togarmah. The sons of Yavan were Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. And they were dispersed into the islands of the nation in their lands. and they all had their own language, according to their local and national identity. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mitzrayim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seva, Chavila, Safta, Rama, and Savtecha. The sons of Rama were Sheva and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod, and he started to rebel in this land. And he was a powerful trapper against God. So it was said of him, like Nimrod, a powerful trapper against God. And the beginning of his kingdom was Bavel, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh in the land of Shinar. And Ashur left that land and he built Nineveh, Rehobos Ir, Kalach, and Resen between Nineveh, which was a great city, and Kalach. Mitzrayim was the father of Ludim, Anamim, Lehavim, Naphtuchim, Pasrusim, Kasluchim. They were the ancestors of Plishtim and Kaphtorim. Canaan was the father of Tzidon, who was his firstborn, and Ches. The Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Chivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Tzemarites, and the Chamasites. From them, the families of the Canaanites were dispersed. And the border of Canaan was from Tzidon as you come to Gerar, as far as Aza, reaching Sodom, Amorah, Adma, and Savoyim until Lasha. These are the descendants of Ham according to their families and their languages by their lands and their nations. And Shem also had children, and he was the father of those who lived on the other side, the brother of Japheth. He was the eldest. The sons of Shem were Elam, Ashur, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram were Uz, Chul, Geser, and Mash. And Arpachshad was the father of Shalach, and Shalach was the father of Aver. And Aver had two sons. One was named Peleg, because his days on the earth were split, and the name of his brother was Yaktan. Yaktan was the father of Amodad, Shalef, Chatzar Maves, Yarach, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Oval, Avimael, Sheva, Ophir, Chavila, and Yovav. All of these were the sons of Yaktan. And they settled in an extended part from Mesha towards Sephar, the mountain on the east. These are the sons of Shem, according to their families, their languages, their lands, and their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noach, according to their generations, by their nations. From them, the nations were dispersed all over the earth after the flood. The seventh Aliyah, the Aliyah of Shvi'i, consists of the following three sections. The nations unite to build a giant tower, the descendants of Shem, and the descendants of Terach. So the nations unite to build a giant tower, the Tower of Babel, of Babel. So the entire earth spoke only one language, and they were united. And then when they migrated from the east, they found a valley in the land of Shinar, and that's where they settled. And everybody said to each other, "Let's be prepared, and we should mold bricks and set them afire. And the bricks will become like stone." And they used clay for plastering. And they said, "Let's prepare ourselves. And we should build a city with a tower whose top went to the skies. And we'll make a name for ourselves so we don't become scattered on the face of the earth." And God came down to see the city and the tower that the children of Adam built. And God said, "Okay, they're one people and they have one language. But this is what they've done. Shouldn't they be stopped from everything that they plan to do? Let's be prepared and go down and confuse their language so they won't understand each other." And God dispersed them from upon the face of the earth, and they stopped building the city. And therefore, he named it Babel, because there, God confused the language of the entire earth. And from there, God dispersed them. The next section speaks about the descendants of Shem. So these are the children of Shem. Shem was 100 years old, and he was the father of Arpachshad, 2 years after the flood. And after he had Arpachshad, Shem lived 500 years, and he had many sons and daughters. So Arpachshad lived 35 years, and then he had Shalach. And after he had Shalach, Arpachshad lived 403 years, and he had many sons and daughters. Shelach lived 30 years, and then he had Aver. And after he had Aver, Shelach lived 403 years with many sons and daughters. Aver lived 34 years, and then he had Peleg. And after he had Peleg, Aver lived 430 years with many sons and daughters. Peleg lived 30 years, and then he had Reu. And after he had Reu, Peleg lived 209 years with many sons and daughters. Reu lived 32 years, and then he had Serug. And after he had Serug, Reu lived 207 years with many sons and daughters. Serug lived 30 years, and then he had Nahor. And after he had Nahor, Serug lived 200 years with many sons and daughters. Nahor lived 29 years, and then he had Terach. And after he had Terach, Nahor lived 119 years with many sons and daughters. Terach lived 70 years, and he was the father of Avram, Nahor, and Haran. The final section of Parshat Noach is a section of the descendants of Terach. So these are the children of Terach. Terach was the father of Avram, Nahor, and Haran. Haran was the father of Lot. And Haran died during his father's lifetime, during Terach's lifetime, in the land that he was born in Ur Kasdim. Avram and Nahor took wives for themselves. And Avram's wife was named Sarai. And the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, who was also the father of Milcah and Yiscah. Sarai did not have any kids. And Terach took Avram, his own son, Lot, the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, the wife of Avram, and they went with them from Ur Kasdim to go to the land of Canaan. And they reached as far as Haran and settled there. Terach lived a total of 205 years. Terach died in Haran. This was Parshat Noach on Purely Pshat. I'm Tony Newmark. Have a great Shabbat.